When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps homebuyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make your move. truist.com/make your move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist is an equal housing lender.
I don't know if I like this light on. Turn that light off for me, please. Light off.
So we got 3, 2, and 1.
Hi, welcome to the Nicole Adrian Show. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you chose to be here right now. So I just want to say thank you and I appreciate you.
Yo, yo, what's up? It's your boy Anthony Taylor. Sitting in with your girl Nicole. And we're about to bring you another exciting episode. Miss Nicole has some topics she'd like to talk over, and let's get it going. So anyway, Nicole, before we get into that, how was your week?
Wow, this week has been pretty grand. Very good week for me. Productive, fun, little emotional, a lot of fun, a learning experience. Just a bunch of great things have happened over the week.
Well, that's certainly delightful to hear, you know, and we're happy that you're tuned in as our audience and all the good stuff. And yes. Nicole, if I was Nicole, I would tell you, I would wrap up her week, what she told me was, oh, just a lot of fun. let's see. I had a Monday was fun. Tuesday. Well, I don't know about Tuesday, but it turned out fun. Thursday was like Wednesday, and it was fun. Now I'm here on Friday, and it's fun again. So,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nicole is in the house. I'm sorry, Nicole. So, all right, let's get to it. And let's talk that talk, Nicole.
Yes, sir.
So this is an interesting thing that some men and women might not even know. And, you know, actually, I'm just going to let you guys hear it, and then we'll talk about it.
70% of women don't have a release during intercourse. And the 30% are probably faking it. And the ones who actually enjoy sex typically were touched as a child. And they were introduced to it very early. So 99.9% of women are not even being pleased sexually by a man, and that's the only thing that a man wants. And then when a woman actually will feel better having conversation for 2 hours with her man, but a man don't want to talk 2 hours because he'd rather be on the Xbox or the PlayStation or watching the game. And so this was the realization from being a dog, from being a serial cheater. When I had my run-in with Jesus on the road to Damascus, this is what he showed me, that you ain't God's gift to women.
All right, so I don't know how many of you guys have been to Damascus, but he definitely had a conversation on the road. So in a nutshell, he's saying that men are not satisfying these women?
Yes, sir.
And
only that either 70% of women are not having an orgasm during sex, the other 30% are faking it, and then you have the remaining that were molested as a child.
All right. So let's remove the component of molestation for a second. And let's just talk about general relationship wise. Because he said women fake it. They fake it. I've been the kind of guy, it's like either you come first or you come back. And I don't want to sound selfish or whatever, but I am aware that women do fake it. So I think once you know sometimes, but some women are really good. And if you invest too much
that part
into trying to make sure that's, oh, you ask them, did you do it? If they didn't do it, that's going to just piss them off. I keep asking them. They didn't
take it. Right.
So I'm like, don't ask, don't tell.
That's the
real view on this.
Well, I can't speak for all women, but I would imagine that, right, a woman might fake it just because, you know, she doesn't want to hurt the man's feelings, right, or damage the ego of the man, right? But yeah, I would say that as a woman, it is extremely difficult for us to have an orgasm during sex. And it could be great. The sex can be great and all that, but it is extremely difficult to, you know. Men, I think, just in my experience, men can kind of, you know, have an orgasm way more and better than a woman can, you know. You have to kind of know her body. It's a little bit more complicated when it comes to a woman and an orgasm. Yeah.
Okay. So what kind of, what could you share? You just shared a little tidbit about knowing the body, but how could a man be more observant and conscious of his lady's, actual achieving an orgasm or not? Should he slow down? Should he ask her what she likes? What are some of the things that could actually help some of these guys to get over the 90? So that's one out of 90%. Mm-hmm. One out of nine. Wait, hang on. Am I getting this wrong?
Well, damn near,
yeah. So,
like, damn near 100% of women are not having, or it's very difficult, yeah, right? Yeah,
yeah, there's
definitely
that are. I mean, those are.
That's because those men know what to do.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the answer to that, right? The men, they obviously know how to please that woman.
Yeah, I think that it's necessary to understand. You know, and to know that if you care enough about the woman to want her to achieve it.
Thank you.
Some guys go in as just for them. You know what I mean?
Selfish, definitely.
Let me put my kidnapper voice on. So they're like, So with that being said, do we necessarily have a real problem? The problem is it with, do you think it might be with the man himself and his level of selfishness to make it where a woman is not meeting the level of completion that she would like to meet? Or just as some women take forever and the guy just can't hang?
You know what? That's a very good way of putting it. I think that it can go both ways. It can be that the man is just selfish and he's not taking the time to learn and ask questions and to, experiment and try different things. Combined, right, with the woman to bring her to that release. It can also go the other way, which you were just saying, as far as
the man not having enough thought concerning.
We said that it was you said about how the woman, it was like the, oh, that, okay, yeah, now let's get to that. Let's talk about it. So as a woman, basically, some women aren't as sexual or maybe open, right? So that can cause a disconnect as well, right? All women are different. She might be afraid to maybe explore those options or to be comfortable with her body in that way, right? That can happen too. So it definitely can go both ways.
Yeah. How does relaxation and being calm contribute to orgasm in women, rather, you know, getting past some of the nervousness and just releasing herself to a point to where she's like uninhibited, where she's just like, oh, you know what? I'm just going to enjoy this and I'm going to go with it. Rather than tense, this is happening. It might be overly exciting. I might be nervous. I might want to perform a certain way and I'm not sure if I'm doing it. Does it really feel good to this partner I'm with?
Right.
You know, and so on.
Just to kind of let all that go. Right. Because that's now your mind is wondering and you're not in a spot where you can just fully relax. So just let your mind be free. And, just you have to relax your mind and
be free. It was conscious free.
Not just that. Just from my experiences, you have to desire that man. You have to be that for me to just be like, oh, I just want you so bad. Like, I don't know. I'm sure a lot of women could relate to that. That man has to be that man to where it's like, ooh, just come here, you know? Like, I just want you so bad. So it's a desire. It really comes down to desire. But the way to get to a woman is not just physical. You really have to tap into her mind. You have to make love to her mind before you can make love to her body.
Exactly. I just heard Cato from the O.J. Simpson era jump over a fence. So, I don't know what's going on back there, but I get it. I get it. So basically, I think the more the woman is into you, there might be an increased chance.
Oh, yeah. I have to desire you. I have to be turned the fuck on.
Yeah.
And you have to, it's like I said, it's not just a physical thing. I think it's more, it's mind and body, right? Yeah, there you go. And when you have me all the way like that, then there you go. Then maybe you may accomplish that goal. Maybe.
Or not.
Or not.
So, I mean, yeah, there's a lot of...
It's hard, though. It's just hard, right? Women, we can pretty much just use a sex toy, and it's like, woof. Sex code gonna blow you out the water, but the thing is, I mean, a woman wants, I want that physicality of like that man's body and his touch and his warmth and his essence and his masculinity. That's, you know, a toy, yeah, but it's not a man.
When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps home buyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at Truist.com/make your move. Truist.com/make your move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender.
This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Well, it's great, but we're human nature, so you want to have that connection with an actual man, you know? So
guys, since we can't shove a AA battery up our butt, we're going like all hell. We have to just learn to pay attention to the woman we with.
Yeah.
And do that. Or, you know.
Stimulate her mind, you know. It's beyond sex. Like, it's that thing, too, for women sometimes. You can't just come in just on some sexual stuff, right? Well, some women sometimes, I guess it just depends on the situation, circumstance, time, place, person, right? Things change. But overall, when she has the full experience of a man, it just makes her more submissive. Does that make sense?
Absolutely.
Like, no, that man is, and the man is just such a man to where it's like, fuck, you're so sexy on so many levels, not just sexual. You get it? You're sexy on a mental level, physically. You just, got it going on.
See, can I pull a Harley Davidson up your bed? You know, blah, 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 just police here, neighbors, helicopters, Fruit Loop box off the floor. You know what I mean? I'm an impressive motherfucker. Yeah.
Crazy.
That 20 seconds, 30 seconds, a half to after that, shit, the impression should have been made already. Shit.
Oh, so. I know that's right. So this was another topic that I found to be quite interesting, that a lot of women and men think that no man can ever be completely faithful. No man on the planet. Like, all men cheat at some point. Like, every single man. Right? Yeah.
That's interesting. Let's hear exactly what you're talking about.
Do you really believe that there's no guys that will be faithful?
Because you have a husband.
Very faithful. All
right, I'm going to tell you something. My relationship is not fully monogamous. We've had, like, girlfriends before or whatever.
Yeah.
I would never trust a man. A lot of women are, like, expecting guys to be fully, extremely monogamous, and they're just, like, generally not built for it. People need to, like, think outside the box a little bit, just so there's some honesty. Because then you're, like, allowing sexuality to flow in them instead of just stamping it out. Now, I'm not saying go behind her back and start liking other... No. that some point down the line, your relationship's going to get boring. You're an individual and you were a human being with desires like before you met each other. That's just like not how life works.
So drilled in our head to be this way that it's like so hurtful.
Yes, but it shouldn't be hurtful. You need a guy who understands how shallow attraction is and who really values the actual connection that the two of you have.
Do you really believe that there's no guys?
Now, this is a good topic right here.
Yeah. What exactly was being said? Because I heard a lot of Valley Girl talk. You need a guy that's going to, like, show you a connection.
So, Maurice,
it's going to be like, although it's hard for me to keep up, but go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I totally understand. I get where she's coming from. What she said is that in her marriage, she had an open thing. They had girlfriends, and she allowed... to have an open marriage, right?
Okay.
Because she feels as though it's better to let your sexuality flow instead of trying to stop it, right? Because, hey, I'm gonna go along with the flow of things, and because in her mind she don't trust men, they're gonna cheat anyway, so I'ma just allow it, because instead of controlling him, just allow him to be his true self.
Okay.
You know.
Hey, yeah. She don't sound so much like a Valley Girl. Okay. What do you think about that? Do you think that giving somebody, since you can't trust them anyway, you just give them the open pass? Or, you know, I mean, you say, okay, well, since I can't trust you anyway, you just go ahead and do your thing, and I'm going to stand here and watch, be a part of it.
Honestly, I've never been that type of woman. I would be like, hell to the no. Hell no, right? I'm all about monogamy. But I'm going to be honest, at this point in my life now, I think I could be open. Because the thing is with me, like, I think the main thing is just been honest about it. Like, you know what I mean? If you know that, hey, I'm going to struggle to just be with you, Nicole, or whatever woman, right? Then the fact that the man could just be honest about that, that's like, okay, give me a right to choose and say, hey, you know what? I can work with this or I can't, right? But to lie and go behind my back and then cheat is different, right? But just be true to yourself first, right? And by even with a woman, if she says, hey, you know I just can't be with one man, it goes both ways, right? Then just to be honest with that person, don't sit there and say, hey, I'm going to be monogamous. We're going to have a commitment, and you know you're not going to honor that commitment.
Right. So, I mean, I could understand that.
Yeah.
But I do see a kind of a fickle part in what she was saying.
Okay.
And I'm thinking that if you have a man you can't trust, maybe you should separate from that person so you don't have to deal with that amount of anguish. Because when you allow something, that person is just going to keep pushing it more and more and more and more until they find something that you don't want to allow. And all your time that you've given them, the passes you've been giving them, all that's wasted. It was for nothing.
Mm.
Because people that take advantage just learn new ways to take advantage.
You got a point there. But this is the thing. Like she stated, if she don't trust no man, what's going to be the next man going to be the same way? You get it?
Well, she has to work on herself.
True. But either you go, I mean, I don't know. I think I'm at a point where I do get it. I understand. Like, I would never be at this point in my life ever. Like, I don't even know where. It's releasing control, right? We want to control. We don't. Listen, this is the thing. You can be the best woman. You can fucking go to the moon and flip fucking burgers for that man. You can have ass from here to Africa. It doesn't matter. You can be the worst woman to a man. He's going to do right by if he wants to, period. He's only going to do what he got to make. It's free will. There's nothing that you can do as a woman. I don't care how beautiful you are or not. Okay? It doesn't matter. A man has to want to be committed to you, period, point blank.
All right. Well said. And I can agree with that. I can get behind that. I think that commitment is very important. And being upfront is very important.
Exactly. Be honest. Don't lie.
Nah, you know what I mean? Because I love to go
her too. I'm gonna kick your butt. Don't play with me.
All right, guys. Don't listen to me. You know,
do not listen to him. He gonna have y'all in trouble.
I'll be watching your ass on
He just playing.
You be on divorce court, I'll be laughing at you. Don't listen to me, okay? Do not do anything in your life to become a form of entertainment from and I feel for you at the same time, but I'm a laugh. Life is about happiness. I'm gonna be happy.
At your expense, though.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, you know, it's, you know, it's like, you know,
crazy.
Somebody fall up some stairs and they shoot fall off. What do we do?
Laugh.
We gotta laugh about it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. That really happens. See, all. And that's just it.
But we're not laughing at that person's pain or disparity.
Going to get my auntie some hot sauce and some, no, it wasn't hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
Some cornmeal.
Some cornmeal. All right. You gonna eat that cornbread? So basically, somebody's shoe popped off. Now, I done went down some stairs and stepped down a step that wasn't there. So what is, it's like some construction where they just removed the last step or something. You know what I mean? Shoe almost came off, but it didn't come off. But here's one question I gotta ask. Brie, how come whenever somebody fall and trip, they're not concerned about how hurt they are, not concerned about nothing. They want to know.
I fell, so it's like cute. Well, in my case, the last time I fell, no, y'all, it because it's like it's embarrassing. Like I fell, y'all, at the gas station. Like I was.
See,
we just don't. No,
man, that's.
I was super cute that night. Okay, I was cute. I had my little fake fur coat. My little Uggs, I was cute. And it was dark. It was late, y'all, because I work late. But it was late, like 10, almost 11 o'clock at night. And I was walking. I thought I was cute, going to get some gas. No, I was going to buy something. And I fell hard. And I just fell so fast that I just landed on my hands. And I was like, oh, shit.
Yeah. And you know, somebody see.
Yeah, she was like.
But you was at the gas station. Let me tell you.
It was late, thank God. One lady saw me and she was like, are you okay? And I jumped.
Nice.
I jumped up and I was like, yeah.
Because let me tell you.
I was cute that night.
If you fall in the hood, if you in the hood and you fall, nobody may not say nothing. But 2 weeks later, somebody go walk up to you and say, you know, I seen that. And I seen your shoe flip up in there.
Yeah, they ain't going to let you live that down.
So.
You basically in the slammer now.
Absolutely. So don't fall for the wrong.
It's just
don't fall.
Yeah, it's just the embarrassment. I think, you know.
It is embarrassing, but it's funny, and it's like I like to acknowledge them when I see them fall. You know what I mean? I want to make sure that they're in good health. You know what I mean? No, I want to say, hey, you're good.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. But that's the thing. I can't, if it's bad, I can't even, I'm just going to laugh. And I'll be trying, because I can't, that's one thing. I'll be trying to be like cool and graceful and like humble. But like, if you fall in front of me and it's funny, I'm just going to laugh. I can't hide that.
It don't make sense to have a game.
It's just fine. Gable.
And you can help the person to their feet and giggle at the same time. I say, well, that last step was a doozy.
Yeah.
And maybe I washed up, you okay? Oh, yeah. Let her on me. Right. You think in your head, you got. So, yeah. So, I mean, that's enough. I mean, we don't want to make fun of the people that fall. I had one friend.
Well, it didn't get hurt too bad. We hope that everyone that ever fell didn't get hurt too bad.
Me and one of my friends went to McDonald's and she got an ice cream cone. And we would come out the door, and I'm a gentleman. I opened the door for her so she didn't have to worry about the door while she's licking her ice cream. And I looked at her while she was looking at her. Her eyes was closed. It kind of reminded me like when I'm rubbing my cat behind his ear. He closed his eyes. Like, man, that feels good. So her eyes were closed. And I'm like, well, how's she walking eating ice cream with eyes closed? Next thing I know, I seen her do a front flip. She did a front flip, and she was on the ground. Hey, but she was holding that. She was holding the ice cream up like the Statue of Liberty.
Yeah.
She held it straight up in the air.
That's my prize position at the moment.
And she didn't drop it. She didn't drop it. Glenn, I almost didn't laugh until I looked at her nose. She had a little dip of ice cream on her nose.
Anyway, she did a whole freaking like astronomical trick in front of your eyes. You're just like, I'm pretty impressed.
So,
I don't know if I should laugh or it's really impressive.
If you ever hear this, my friend.
I'm sorry, girl. And no, honestly, we're looking at you like you are the shit right now.
Absolutely.
But no, Marines, I actually fell with Gianni when she, my daughter, you guys, when she was a baby. And I was cute again that day. I'm always cute. Just make sure y'all know that. I'm always cute clock dancing. Okay. But Gianni was like, I never forget. I was going to the store to get a bottle of wine to celebrate my nephew's birthday, right? And I think at the time he had just turned 21, I believe. So, you know, get him a bottle. And my daughter at the time was a toddler. She had to be like 2. And I was holding her, and I'm cute. I'm bad. Pad leather heels, toes, turquoise done, turquoise blue, honey. I had on my badass sweater dress, gray. I'm cute. I got my baby. I walked across the street and fell so hard, but my baby didn't fall. Like, I had my baby. So I can reference that's the ice cream. It's like, okay, I fail. It happened so fast, but you try to protect. You want to protect what is important. Yeah, that was a bad fall. And I still went to the store. My toenail was all chipped off.
Oh, my
God. I scraped my knee.
Like, oh, my God.
And I still went to the store. And I was like, it messed up my confidence a little bit. Because I thought I was just that one. Because I was cute.
I think you recovered. So remember, people, take care of the soft serve. Take care of the babies.
You better. Absolutely. Okay. They're important. You guys, I have had such a phenomenal time, and I hope that these topics were useful and informative. And you guys, make sure to check me out every Friday. We drop new episodes on Spreaker as well as Spotify, you guys. The Nicole Lajer Show. Spread the word. Get me out. And understand as well is that if you want to be featured, you can be featured on the show. Reach out to me at nikkidoll524@gmail.com. That's N-I-K-K-I. DOLL524@gmail.com.
When you own your home, it's more than just a place to live. It's security for today and opportunity for future generations. Truist helps home buyers with step-by-step guidance, a variety of flexible mortgage plans, plus loan options with a low or even no down payment. Start now at truist.com/make-your-move. Truist.com/make-your-move. Or call us at 855-978-0474 for details. Certain program and geographic restrictions may apply. Truist Bank is an equal housing lender.